Welcome to the Dreamcast. Please keep your arms and legs inside the podcast. This week with your host, Scamboo.
Which one is it? The one that says bad motherfucker.
And Elban. Also with Drath.
Everybody knows the Holocaust was a lie, so let's sing about the things we like and don't be shy.
Craigie Boy.
I'm not in France.
Joe Shenlake.
Well, good work, Mittens. You scary fucking cat.
And Gasp.
Good. Between you and me, I think the Ruskies need a good kick in the balls, right in the testicles, the source of their commie power.
And now, we will begin the Dreamcast, after which we will enjoy some cake.
Time to go down below, into the liquid abyss!
I am Elfam, and I have with me Scamboo, Gasp, and Craigie Boy, and that other fag.
Yes.
You pronounced it wrong.
Drath.
I'm sorry, I meant to say that silly little bitch.
Because I can totally see how Drath is just a mispronunciation of fag.
Yeah, it is. Dude, think about it. You just have a lisp.
He could just have a lisp. Could.
So what have you been playing?
Well, I guess I'll start with this one. I just finished getting raped on Halo 3 by Scamboo and his friend and raping his little cousin.
And you're calling me gay. And you got
Elpalm has an imprint of my balls on his forehead.
I do. It's like two circles. It looks like marbles could fit in there, man.
Shut up.
Gay now.
Okay, but seriously, I've also been playing a crap ton of Peggle still. And some Prey, some Fable 2. That's about it.
Penis.
And penis.
I've been playing
lots and lots of my penis.
Yeah.
Hard.
That's the best game in the world. Something that size.
What platform is it on for?
Okay, what have I been playing, I guess?
Sure,
no.
Go ahead. Nobody cares.
Okay, I finished The Club this week, the one I stole from work. I've been raping Elpham at Halo 3. I started Sonic Unleashed and then went into my bedroom and then cried myself to sleep because it's so fucking bad.
Yep, I agree. Wait, are you playing the 360 version?
Yeah, 360 version.
Oh, I played the Wii version I was like near suicide. That was horrible. Because, dude...
Well, that's pretty much the same with any Wii game.
Dude, no, the Wii version, you're like...
I see what you did there.
I played the Wii version. And it sucked major black tick balls.
Okay.
What have I been playing? What have I been playing?
It's my turn, bitch. It's still my turn. I've been playing some vs. Zombies. Right now I'm playing Fallout 3. And... video games. I've been playing them.
Right.
Games, motherfucker, can you play them?
Apparently you can.
Yes, you can play them. Unless you're Elfam, of course.
Elfam should just stop.
Give it up, man.
I am the fail at video games. Which is why I'm probably going to get back on Halo 3 when we finish recording.
Yep, and get raped. Or I'll do it at work in the morning. Whatever. No one wants to hear about work. What have you been playing, Craig?
I've been playing the, you know, Infamous, they've got the demo on, the store. I've been left shooting people.
Wait,
hey, Craigie Boy, was that demo shocking?
You know what, it was.
That joke.
There was a lot of electricity, it's very electrifying.
Did it light up your day?
Oh my god. Remind me why I came on this podcast again, please.
You started it, that's why.
It was very electrifying.
Was it shocking?
At least it isn't a penis joke. At least that.
I got a bit of shock in my pants.
You guys, just made me crash now.
My 6-inch volt charger? What?
Okay, go on, please.
Anyways, and Gasp, what have you been playing?
Wait, I haven't finished, you dick!
Fuck you, what have you been playing, Gasp?
No, continue, Craigie boy.
I've also been playing some Little Big Planet and feeling at it, and some Motorstorm and feeling at it. Right, move on.
Move on.
Okay.
Sounds like Craig is very good at games.
How can you fail at Little Big Planet?
That's a good question.
Every time I make a level, it ends up being shit. Everyone leaves offensive comments.
That's the exact same with every single other Little Big Planet level. That game has some of the best levels and some of the worst levels.
That's the same with all my Forge maps. I've made two, and they both suck.
I tried making a racing one, which is pretty much just Last Resort with 100 cars.
Great.
It was so bad, I just added cars. Okay.
Okay, so what I've been playing. I mentioned last week that I was playing Half-Life Episode 1, and I finished it meanwhile, and I mean, I'm not going to spoil it, but it was, while it was short, it was fun. Never, I mean, it's Half-Life anyways, but the end was a bit lackluster, so to say.
Well, that's why there's an episode 2.
Oh, yes, yeah, episode 2.
Yeah, but then I started playing episode 2, and I also finished it, and it was a little better, I think. And the end, I enjoyed it a lot more. It was more entertaining overall.
Kind of more rewarding for doing all that.
And one of the things is comparing both episodes. Episode 1 had a lot of puzzle moments. I think that the relation with puzzle moments and the gunfighting and stuff wasn't the best. So in episode two, they managed to get a better feel. So yeah. Besides that,
would you say that I'm a bad person for I've never played a Half-Life game?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a bad person until a couple weeks ago.
Whatever. I'll download. I mean, buy one tonight.
Just steal one.
Buy it.
Weird.
Yes, buying.
They've probably got a few copies up.
Okay. What has everyone else been playing? What has Draft been playing?
Oh, Scambu, Yarhar, Fiddly D. That's all I'm gonna say.
No, Draft. Don't care. Hold on.
Crazy boy. At the start of the week, I was playing.
He's a crazy fella.
Yes. Plants vs Zombies. But since yesterday, I've been pretty much been playing.
Nothing. And that's all the time we have. Let's
see you guys
let's take
the
a short
anyway.
Break and move on to the next segment.
And go back to our sponsors.
Let's go to our sponsors.
PenisEnlargementKit.com.
Seriously, we badly need some pop caps.
Serious.biz.com.
We need some pop cap. Okay, there's three people who should sponsor us right now. PopCap, Serious.biz. And what's his name?
RJ Lamont. Yeah.
Oh, and your friend.
Why don't we ever get him on the podcast?
Nana. Your friends.
Dude,
I put his
song as an advertisement, as a transition song once. So
send him an email saying want him as a special guest.
Yeah,
I can.
That'd be amazing.
When
RJ interview.
Yeah.
Dude, it's gonna be hey, you playing any games? No.
Yes.
Steve, Aaron broke.
Busting my balls, man. Busting my balls.
I had no weapon, but it's funny.
Yeah, but remember he made a comment on our site.
His comment was, here's my channel.
Nah.
It's appetizing.
I was expecting more from him.
I was
like, why you dickheads keep following me?
I was at least expecting one N-word in there.
Yeah, or capitalization.
Punctuation?
Yeah.
I mean, he's basically like Draft, except black, and not Australian.
And a man.
And a man.
Oh.
A real man, because only real man, ham.
He tried to rhyme, but it didn't work.
That's ham is real the bad ham.
News. I didn't actually try to rhyme there.
That's horrible news for you, Earl Pam.
Hey guys, you guys, did you hear that the ham is the word?
Ah, that doesn't work.
That only slightly makes sense, but okay.
Bird, 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 bird is the word. Okay, anyway.
Oh, no, about the bird thing.
Oh,
I've
bird.
Only understood that joke, like, last week when I saw the Family Guy episode.
Yeah, that shows a very new show in Russia, like.
Yeah.
they just got it last week in Russia.
Wait, Family Guy, what did you go?
Don't can you guys imagine like a Russian dub? Family
guy. Imagine the in Russian
Soviet
family
Russia,
guy
family is you.
totally not old camp.
We're gonna take a break now because I don't care what you have to say anymore.
Translation.
Keep turning Mars bars.
We're back. So, news and new releases.
Back, yeah.
So yeah, news and
see
new releases.
See next break.
You guys want to start off with the news or the new releases?
New releases.
Yes. Oh, okay. First thing, I'm guessing we're doing new releases first because Gasp isn't actually ready. But okay,
oh,
here we
right,
go.
Okay.
No. We can still do the new. Okay,
yeah,
the new releases first.
Okay, let's have a show of hands.
Fuck.
all in favor of doing news first, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Fuck you.
Penis.
Okay, penis
has an aye in it. Penis has
an
aye.
All in favor of doing new releases first, say aye.
Fuck you.
Aye.
All in favor of eating
dicks.
Penis, say aye.
Aye.
Wasn't expecting that.
No way.
Okay, come on, okay. What are we doing?
Bamboo to say penis.
What are we doing?
Why isn't anything loading?
We're doing news, Gasp. Get your news.
Okay, have you seen the new teaser from... I mean, it isn't exactly new, but it's different,
it's,
at least.
Yeah, it was
from,
the countdown that came from a countdown that's leading to another countdown.
I was imagining someone was watching that the computer screen. 3, 2, 1... Oh, you fucking cock tease!
Motherfucker!
No, but,
I've been sitting here for 72 goddamn hours.
I still think that this has something to do with Raiden.
Yeah.
Everyone does. I
still think it's got
something
to do with it being Metal Gear
it's
Solid.
It's a farm simulator. That's my guess. It's a farm simulator. Where you snake as an old man. It's an old man owning a farm. And you pat cows.
And then you cut open a cow and put a grenade in it.
No.
Sneak up
but,
on a cow to milk it.
No. You sneak up on the cow, put a grenade in it, and
okay.
And give it to your neighbors.
No, but if you think about it, a game featuring Raiden as the main character, if you played at least or seen some of the videos of Metal Gear 4, I mean,
nope.
think about it. It will
I
be
am. I don't think
cool.
too often, so it's new to me.
Ah, great.
Amazing.
You
best news story because no one really seems to care about it.
Yeah, because we can just, you know, talk about a countdown. These numbers are pretty exciting. 73, 42,
83.
Oh, there's a cow emblem in Metal Gear Solid 4. That's it. In order to earn this emblem, a player must avoid being detected more than 100 times.
Yeah, cows are never detected.
Cows are never detected, yes. They're stealthy cows.
I can just imagine some cow.
I can imagine like a cow in a tux. And he just like sneaks in with a little
pin. That is not the Metal Gear music. You're retarded. Next story.
I'm saying there's a James Bond.
We're talking about
James Cow.
No, talking about James Bond right now.
James Bond usually just like runs in and shoots everything.
Metal Gear
James. Sometimes he sneaks around and then runs in and shoots everything.
Shut up.
Sometimes he shoots around, then sneaks around so he doesn't get glass in his foot.
Shut up, too.
Sometimes he shoots everything, sneaks around, and then...
Sometimes he goes on to the next news story. Segway.
Sometimes he shoots the fuck up.
Okay. Next news story.
Okay, Bethesda is going to release a Wii game.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, because they've had such a good back library. They've released a Star Trek game for the Wii and a bowling game for the Wii. Fuck yeah. This is going to be a Fallout bowling simulation game.
No, Fallout for kids.
Yeah, you decapitate someone's head.
In order to get a strike, get head blown up.
That could be funny. Grenade bowling. Like, you roll the grenade, and then there's a bunch of super mutants, and the grenade...
Paint on round.
No, before you throw the grenade, you get the VATS aiming system. At the pins.
Yeah, you get VATS on the bowling.
I want to aim at pin number 2. So, get the strike.
It should be My Little Fallout. That would be just great.
My Little Fallout.
Imagine Fallout.
My Little Nuclear and my little nuclear end war.
Baby's
imagine
first
nuclear Fallout.
Apocalypse.
My Little Fallout. My Little Fallout.
Okay, we officially made that joke redundant, so.
Okay, next story.
Okay, this is from Kotaku that I found the other day. And it's from.
Wait, say it one more time. Say Kotaku one more time.
Kotaku, shut up.
That's awesome. That place is pretty new down in Russia, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the PS3.
Yeah, Kotaku in Russian actually means sneaky cow.
I am sneaky cow Kotaku.
I use sneaky cow. I
cow
knew
you the gaming
in Soviet Russia, cow sneaks you.
Oh, totally not old.
In Soviet Russia, cow talks about news story.
In Soviet Russia, cow milks you.
Segway.
That explains how Russians drink weird milk.
Segway. Okay, guys, next news story. And this will be the last news story, so make it good.
We didn't even talk about the Kotaku news story.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
I don't care. The news was Kotaku. Okay, next. The news was Kotaku has...
No, I don't know what this shit is about now.
Kotaku has just come to Russia. Next news.
Busting my balls, man. Busting my balls. Okay, Sator... shut up for a second, man.
I'm the best at that. You know it.
Gasp is getting aggravated. Keep going.
We can drive him to suicide.
No.
Ouch.
Okay.
What is this Kotaku story, please?
Fuck,
man. Guys, everyone, nobody talk for the rest of the news segment. Just let Gasp.
Okay, Nintendo President Satoru Iwata revealed on a recent interview that we were sent a proposal of muscle-bound characters to use if we wanted to do well in the USA. So they wanted Pokemon to be muscle-bound. So yeah, great.
What the fuck?
No comments. USA. Go through his news.
So, Gas, can we talk now?
No.
Okay, guys, next news.
I didn't know what I found out so funny.
Okay. New releases, I guess?
No, there's still some
okay,
more news.
Okay, keep going.
News.
Okay, more swine flu news. Hooray! And I think that...
swine flu exactly the same as regular flu?
No.
No, you get it from cows.
Oh,
I mean, you get it.
Yes, yeah. Because you get it from sneaky cows.
Cows sneak up on you when you're sleeping.
And they sneeze
on you.
They give you the flu, they sneeze on you. These cows sneeze on you while you're sleeping.
Yeah,
I got the swine flu, I woke up with rashes.
Because of swine flu, I think that no one from Capcom is going to be on E3. Or
what the
at
fuck?
Least...
No,
let me explain. Because Capcom is based in Osaka, so...
Say that again.
Shut up.
What's up?
What's up, Cap?
So, they are pretty much sealed in.
Shut the hell up.
I have a shirt over my face and I'm saying ska. You can see it.
That's why you belong in the hospital.
It is. Go on, guys.
I'm still waiting to talk about this swine flu.
Yes, we know about swine flu.
Swine flu is serious business, guys. No more shirts over faces. No
I may have swine flu because I accidentally fresh kid.
I slept with Freddy Boy's mom and
gasp, explain.
I also just dropped from the call.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you son of a bitch. Alright, we'll take a quick break and then come back with the new releases. Yeah. And now it's time for the new releases.
No, it can't be done!
This is a smooth segue. New releases, yeah.
I'm right. Okay, this week.
I've got a segue.
You guys know how we were bashing the Wii?
Yeah.
No.
Earlier? Yeah, they actually have some good releases this week.
Let me guess. Big
Penguins and Friends. Hey, that's my fish.
We talked about that 2 weeks ago.
No.
What the fuck? Yeah. Give me my fish back.
Yeah, but it's got Game of the Year edition, that's why.
No, this one's being released in the PAL regions now, so it made the news. Also, Night at the Museum 2.
My little sister went to see that movie, and apparently it sucked.
Yeah, dude, how old is the movie Meet the Robinsons?
Like probably 2 years? Like four years.
4 years? Yeah, well, the Wii game is just being released now in power areas. Holy shit.
Well,
I've had to wait 4 years.
Since
you
spent so long on this game, it must be good.
Why did you wait so long for such a mediocre game?
I just love the movie, man. It's just so funny. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love a little hat? Oh, fucking God.
Gasp wants us to talk about good games, so Punch Out for the Wii. Yes.
Yay!
Dun-na-na-na-na-na-na. I'll put that as a transition music.
Okay. That's
the
transition music.
Yeah. Also, the new Boom Blocks game is out, which is meant to be good.
Boom Blocks.
Is it made by Steven Spielberg?
Yes, it actually is made by Steven Spielberg.
Oh my god!
Bash Party.
It knows so much about
video games, doesn't it?
Apparently, Steven Spielberg actually plays games, like he plays Hawks. You know Tom Clancy's Hawks?
That's
no.
Tom Clancy's, not Steven Spielberg's.
No, I mean Spielberg plays those games.
He got jealous of Tom Clancy, so he made his own.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, damn it, Tom Clancy's doing it.
Why does that fag get so many games made about
it? They need to make a game that's called Extreme Steven Spielberg.
And you're just badass making these hell good movies, and then make a shitty game.
And whenever your actors misbehave, you just like pull out a pistol. Your contract is done.
And then you shoot
realistic.
Them I don't know why.
And then you shoot them and go to jail for a week.
And then you bribe everyone because you're Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, then you get raped in jail.
By scumbag.
Okay. For the DS this week, there's two good games.
Hold on. How did we get from Punch Out to getting raped in jail?
Punch Out. Like a donkey punch? Okay, whatever. DSiWare. Pop Superstar Road to Celebrity.
Oh, wow.
My God.
I want to be a celebrity.
Okay, next game. I love Beauty Hollywood Makeover.
You guys.
Scamboo, when you get that in the store, send me a copy.
Yeah. You guys?
What?
Yeah.
You're back. To be honest, I don't really want to call him again, so we'll just leave him.
Okay, now there's actually some good games coming out this week.
Oh, really?
For the PS3 and 360, there's
UFC.
Yeah, UFC 2009 Undisputed is coming out.
Oh,
that game is badass.
Oh,
that is a really good game. Meh. I've played it, dude.
Meh.
Fuck you guys. It's really playing my friend at it.
I just do not like seeing sweaty men wearing next to nothing wrestling on a mat.
Oh, yes, sure you don't.
You seemed to last night. No, yeah, it's really good. Like, even if you're getting your ass kicked, you can knock him out in one punch. So I was playing my friend last night, and he was punching the shit out of me, and I just did one uppercut and knocked him out. And
yeah,
and when he knocked him out,
And you knocked him out?
You guys are hilarious. Yeah, whatever. No, but there's like, the mouth guard comes out after you punch them, and it just, yeah. And there's also boobs. That's another good point.
Well, you know what? Before then, I wasn't sold in this game, but when you mentioned the boobs, I want to get it.
Yeah, they're fat man boobs, but no, I'm
kidding. Those are not man boobs.
Hairy man boobs.
Boobs.
The
infamous demo came out this week. Just thought I'd mention that.
And we already made all the bad puns, so don't even try it.
Yeah, you know this game? Yeah. Very electrified.
I already did that one.
It was shocking, guys.
I already did that one, too.
No, but seriously, it was great.
This made me surge in my pants.
I have not done that one.
Okay. This week, Bionic Commando came out as well.
Meh.
So, meh, yeah, exactly. The new Terminator game.
Meh.
Wait, I just thought of another one. 10-foot extension cord. Terminator what?
Needs an extension cord, L-Palm.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay, Terminator.
Okay. Your Terminator, not very good.
I don't know. It looks good, but I haven't seen that much about it, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but doesn't the main guy in the movie talk like Batman?
He is Batman.
Hey guys, how's it going?
That failed, Draft.
That just sounds fucking ridiculous.
I'd like a white coffee with two sugars to go, thanks. I'm Batman.
Can they give me some change?
You know what Batman's voice should have been? Batman's voice should have been replaced with a Teletubby.
No, I'm not going to make... I'm not even going to try.
Okay.
Wait, one thing. Have you heard that... it was on YouTube. No... About the guy that played Batman, I don't remember. Christian Bale, I think.
Yeah, he beat someone? Like.
No, he doesn't beat physically, but verbally. Yeah, he takes...
What a man.
He screams at his kids. Oh.
He had a YouTube comment fight.
You fucking little kid, sit the fuck down, I'm Batman.
The worst part about it is that, like, when you're a celebrity, you get bashed for that.
Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to save you!
When you're a celebrity, you get bashed for that, but, like, normal parents do that.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But yeah, my mom looks like Batman, so I just close my eyes and pretend that she's Christian Bale.
What movie was it? Did that?
Was
you
what
pretend
in?
Your mom is Christian Bale in bed?
Oh, man. This guy, who is this guy? You gotta sign him up. Oh, fuck it. Okay. Hey, here's Gasp's favorite release of the week. It's some DLC for Hawks, Russian Falcons.
Whoa. What edgy comedian is going to make a joke about this?
That was a pretty electrifying joke. Okay, there's also some Halo Wars DLC out, and
there's a new game.
Yeah, for XBLA, called Blazing Birds, which is fucking awesome. It's like robot badminton, and it's really colorful.
I'll be sure to check that out.
It is good. But there's no Xbox.
That's my way to try and ignore this game as much as I can.
Yeah.
Whenever Scammer suggests the game, I seem to get addicted to it.
I get repelled from it.
Yeah, same. Maybe just like Peggle.
Yeah, it's like Peggle.
Okay, guys. Okay, you know how, like, the PC is the best console ever?
It's not really a console.
Best mom ever. Okay, this week, Hannah Montana the movie is coming out for PC.
The movie, the game, the musical.
And also,
the movie, the game, the musical, the game.
Yeah,
remember,
and also
Death. I got this PC,
the Revenge
I got
of the Resurrection
PC.
X.
Oh, you know.
Okay. Best game. Restaurant Empire 2 for the PC.
That sounds like a tycoon game, but not.
It is. It's like a cheap.
That's the kind of game that'll make me think, at least the game is horrible. I want my money back.
Yeah, I want my money back for this $50 PC. Damn it.
No, the graphics are amazing.
Yeah.
Vices almost runs on lowest settings.
Okay, that's pretty much all there is.
Okay.
Yeah, UFC is a good
There's
game.
Not much
fun buy.
All right, so before we can get off topic again, let's just go to a break.
Yeah, because we never went
to the museum. Lips DLC. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Demigod. Damnation. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, let's take a break before Draft starts bitching again. So yeah, bye.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
We'll
Stardust Accelerator World Championship 2009.
See you after the break or something like that. You may be wondering why you're hearing the ending music now. Well, it all stems from an interesting thing. See, my call recorder is stupid, and it recorded basically everything but the last segment. So, I'm really sorry about that, but we're gonna have to end the podcast now. Hopefully we can get through episode 13 without any technical difficulties.
This is a shout out to Joe, just letting you know that the Dockers suck. Thank you.